Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast hosted by me, Michaela J. Get ready to dive into an action-packed, bougie-based, and spiritually guided experience on all things manifesting your next level luxe life. Let's go. Hey guys, welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, the Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. Welcome to a Friday quickie episode. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, you'll know we're changing around how we do our Friday quickies. I'm really excited about this. I wanted to include an episode that was more interactive and that was exactly what you guys needed from me as a community. So every Friday, we're going to be doing a little segment on what would Michaela do, basically. And you can submit questions that I may answer in a Friday episode. So if you guys follow me on Instagram at the Michaela J, every week I will tell you where to submit your question. It'll probably be on one of my reels or my most recent posts. So if you guys have a question, just pop it in the comments there and I will definitely see it. And good luck getting your question picked. So the first question I picked is, this is what was submitted. I feel like my goals are boring as fuck. How can I create goals that are meant for me without feeling trapped in the quote unquote, is this realistic space? The goals I have for myself already feel out of reach, but I also know that in the grand scheme of things, I can be doing so much more. What would Michaela do? And I love this question because I am very against being boring. You guys might know one of my favorite sayings is only boring people get bored. And in MJ world, we are not boring people. We are spiritual. We are deep. We are insightful. We are intuitive. We are fun. We are crazy. We are full selves. We're self-expressed, right? We are everything but boring around here, okay? I am so glad that this question got brought up. And the number one thing that I see when people start to feel like their dreams are boring is you're not making fun goals, right? Like you're only making serious ones. When was the last time you had just a fun, literally a fun goal for funsies? A goal just because, a goal for your life, not something that had to get moved forward or you felt like you quote unquote should have, like a fitness goal and a career goal and a money goal. All of these things are great and I think we should have them because they keep us focused and continuing to elevate our lives into the next level. However, we also need to have fun, creative goals just for the sake of it. So if you feel like your goals are boring, a really easy way to kind of zhuzh them up is create fun ones. Because again, we should have these like grounded career, fitness, money, you know, all of like the standard things. And when you mix it with the fun goals, it's not going to feel like all of your goals are boring, obviously. So some examples that you can create goals for is create goals to have specific experiences with your friends, with your family, with your partner, right? Have goals around your hobbies. When was the last time you even decided on a new hobby? When was the last time you spent like a good amount of time focusing on your hobby? Have goals around that. Have goals spiritually. Have goals for travel. Have separate goals for wellness as you do for fitness because they're two very different things. So I want to give you guys an example of a goal I have for wellness. I stopped drinking as much caffeine. You guys know I'm an OG. I'm a cold brew girl. I was a barista for several years in high school. I love espresso on ice, really intense black coffee, right? I don't really do lattes. I don't do the frou-frou. I don't do the sugar drinks, straight up cold brew. And the drinks that I like have the most caffeine oftentimes. But I was noticing that my body wasn't really responding nicely to the caffeine and I was getting the shakies and I was getting a lot of anxiety, which is really strange for me. And so one of my wellness goals was to be drinking more matcha, drinking more of the magic mind shots that I've talked to you guys about, drinking more decaf Americanos and half-calf Americanos. So these are my go-to drinks. Matcha with oat milk, no sugar. And I can only do matchas from certain places because some of them are like pre-sweetened and I don't vibe with that. Magic Mind shots, which are like these little matcha shots that I am obsessed with. And then, like I said, the half calf or decaf iced Americanos. So if you guys don't know, an iced Americano, it's basically like ice water with espresso over it. So when I was really off caffeine, I was doing decaf of that because it kind of gives that cold brew vibe, an iced coffee vibe without the caffeine. And now, especially because I've been like so busy with work and not in so many projects, I've been doing more of the half calf. And the way I got off of doing or having so much caffeine was taking these Magic Mind shots. And the Magic Mind matcha shots have nootropics in them, which boosts your focus like crazy. So when I have more focus and I'm not drinking as much caffeine, so I have less shakies, I have more energy to take action towards my practical goals and my exciting goals, right? And so that really tied into my personal wellness goals. Like that was something that was really exciting for me because I was like, okay, this is something that is gonna give me a lot of oomph in my life, you know, and not like a caffeine crash where I can't execute on all these things. Because that's another part you have to consider when you're thinking about your goals and feeling like your goals might be boring. You might not be thinking about incorporating fun ones because you don't have the energy to even maintain the practical ones, right? So I really want to challenge you guys to set a wellness goal as well, something that's going to help you move your energy forward, whether you're focusing on better sleep, maybe you're taking cold showers, maybe it's going to be the Magic Mind shots, whatever it is, I really encourage you to have something that's boosting your well-being so we can attack more goals. And if you guys want to do the Magic Mind shots alongside me, I actually got a discount code for you because I am obsessed with Magic Mind shots. So at checkout, you just have to enter in Mindset Magic 20 and you get 20% off. So if that's going to be your wellness goal, is to cut down on caffeine so you have more focus and energy, that's going to be a great resource to do it. But I want to give you some other examples of goals that you can have for like the experiences, the hobbies, whatever. You could be doing picnics once a month. I talk about this all the time on the podcast. Like start creating these Pinterest board experiences now. You know, if you have like you and your friends on a yacht on your Pinterest board, can you rent a boat? Like if you live by water, rent a boat and have a boating day. No one says you need to rent a $2,000 a day yacht. Like you can start on a boat and make a cute charcuterie board. Have picnics with your friends, make them themed, make them fun, right? Start setting goals for the experiences you want to curate. For an example, for hobbies, this is something that I want to start doing is taking Spanish classes, like learn another language, learn another skill, expand your horizons, because that's going to bring a lot of excitement into your life. For a goal spiritually, maybe you want to practice sinking deeper into meditation or working on these visualizations. You know, we just talked about that on Wednesday of creating this practice of visualizing. So maybe you want to build up that inner muscle to really be able to drop into your visualizations for 30 minutes plus. Maybe one of your travel goals is flying first class or staying in a specific hotel that's been on your vision board, right?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You're so bored with your goals because you're only setting these like standard ones. And life is about so much more than just the standard bare minimum things. So I want you guys to do these journal prompts, okay? This is going to help you expand what goals you're setting, how you're thinking about them, and just add more fun into your life. If you could have do or be anything, what would you ask for? If you could have, do, be anything, what would you ask for? With zero limitations of people, places, finances, have to do's, just take all of that out. And if your life was just a blank slate, a clean slate, what would you ask for? If you didn't have to worry about working or money, what would you dream up for yourself? When you do those journal prompts, you're going to feel so expanded and then see so many things for your life that you probably weren't thinking about before. Because when we're setting practical goals, even if they are stretchy, even if they feel like the next level for you, we're still coming from a limited lens. You're thinking about your family. You're thinking about the space where you live. Maybe you have kids. Maybe you're working a 9-to-5 right now. Maybe your schedule feels so jam-packed you can't think, you like haven't been thinking about hobbies. You haven't been thinking, how can I fit this in? So it's really going to expand your mindset. It's going to expand the things that you're thinking about. And you might be surprised at some of the things that come up. When I think about this, I'm like, I think I would garden. And that's so fucking random because I am like not an outdoorsy girl, but I would love to have my own little garden. Oh my gosh, like pick tomatoes and cucumbers and like lemons off a lemon tree or make like a whole salad from my own garden. Like what a dream, you know? And that's not something that I would think about now because I live in Los Angeles. I don't have a yard. I live in an apartment. Right? Like that's just not what is in my immediate field. But when I think about these journal prompts, I think outside of the box. And so then I can tie that into my future vision of, okay, I want to have a house and I want to have space so I can plant this garden and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's going to inspire those ideas and plant those seeds. And then when you are open to that, you're open to different options. So when I started doing this and I realized the gardening thing, next thing I know, I'm at Target and there's mini kits for growing strawberries on your own windowsill, which you can do in your apartment very easily. And I think the kit was strawberries and basil. So it's like you start to have new awareness that creates these opportunities to move forward your now fun goals, okay? So your two journal prompts are if you could do, have, be anything, what would you ask for? And if you didn't have to worry about working or money, what would you dream up for yourself? And really let yourself dream here. Have fun with it. Again, it's no limitations. And I'm not saying these even have to be things you end up creating. It's just about stretching your mindset in that way. And your third piece of homework is start creating goals around fun things. Keep your stretchy goals on the practical stuff. Again, we want to be moving forward those areas of our lives, but also set fun goals. That's going to inspire you to do more, to be more. And don't forget to set a goal for wellness, because if you're going to stretch these goals, you're going to add more goals to your plate. You need to have the energetic capacity to do so. And if your well-being isn't being expanded, you're not going to have that capacity. So I want you to be thinking about that as well. I hope this answers your question. I hope this inspires you guys to set fun goals. If you do set new fun goals, please feel free to message me on Instagram and let me know about them so I can celebrate you and get excited with you. I hope you have fun setting your new fun goals over the weekend. And that wraps up our first What Would Michaela Do episode. I will talk to you on Wednesday. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to leave a 5-star rate and review. I love hearing your takeaways and wins from the podcast in the review section. So don't forget. Love you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye.